You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mike Scher will continue to join us as a stats department intern. Stat of the day is something that he will do daily until he gets tired of it or we get tired of it. There is no finish line, and he does love his stats. Let's do stat of the day with Mike Scher.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Before he does this, what are you guys laughing about out there? Like, what are you guys doing before Mike gives us
the some technical difficulties in the video?
YouTube doesn't see Mike Scher right now, but they see me. I'm
Mike Scher slowly drifted out of the picture.
All right.
As if he were being pulled off by a vaudevillian cane.
And all I see it now. I see it.
Okay. Is a very nervous Chris Cody.
All right, let's blame Lewis for that, even though he's not here. What is the stat of the day, Mike?
Carl Anthony Towns already has more career three-pointers than either Steve Kerr or Larry Bird.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Perfect. We'll talk to you. We will talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you the next day. We'll talk to you every day. He gives me personal stat of the days. He gives them to
That's
me every
great.
Day. So thank you for being on with us, Mike.
Sure.
See ya.
Tell me that this is true and I'm not being fooled by the internet. Yet a day or two after we talked about Edwin Diaz having one of the greatest intros into a ballpark that a closer has ever had, because it's got trumpets and it's theatrical and it helps when you have a cameraman running right behind you and you strike everybody out. But Felix Bautista of the Baltimore Orioles, tell me that this is true, that it is accurate, that what he comes out to is Omar's whistle from The Wire.
Yeah, that's a new thing, apparently.
Hmm.
That's amazing. Are we going to start doing that now where it's not even music? It's not even intro?
That's really cool because it taps into to Baltimore. Is it also overrated like the show?
You didn't say that.
No, I did.
You did not publicly say that.
Does not hold up. Yep. Does not hold up. And don't tell me I haven't given it enough time. I gave it a season and a half.
The Wire doesn't hold up?
Nope. No.
Oh, you've got to
like,
be
it's of,
shitting
it's
me.
It's of another time. Like, this thing was released like after 9/11, and they're dealing with like 1989 technology. All of it just really bothers me. Such a slow burn. I'm sure it gets good. I'm not even saying that it's not a good show, but it certainly is not a good start to that show, and it got me out of it.
You're offensive by your very nature, and what you're saying is as shocking a thing as you have ever said on this show.
I'm married to this take. I don't want to get back into it. I found it a painstaking experience, and I don't want to relive it.
Painstaking?
Yeah, and it also reminds me of that asshole Jason Whitlock.
Huh.
That's a good point.
I'm with you now. Yeah.
So am I. Moving on to a rare thing to happen around here that we rarely get to do. We won a bet last night.
Wow.
A winning Wednesday was indeed a winning Wednesday. Tony gave you his guarantees. We went opposite those guarantees, and we won a two-team parlay. We had the Dodgers on the run line. We had the Cardinals on the run line. One of our parlays. No one's celebrating when we win. Every goddamn time, the 15 straight times that we lost, you guys were right there for us.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's a late game played and we cover on the run line and I'm checking my phone at 2 a.m. so I can feel slightly less like a loser and the Dodgers again have won by more than one run because they're annihilating everybody and they're unbelievably amazing and I've always gotten into sports to root for a regional television contract.
That is the 10th consecutive time the Dodgers have covered -1.5.
Yeah, they're totally overwhelming. They're really great. Who would have thought if you had Freddie Freeman, who never makes an out, to a lineup that was already great with Mookie Betts, that you would get even greater and no one would be able to beat you? Who would have thought that having the biggest cable contract in the history of televised baseball sports would make your team the modern-day Yankees of payroll?
Joey Gallo hit his first Dodger tater.
He did. Three run.
You see, all those Yankee fans complaining about Joey Gallo. They haven't played well since trading Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo, last night, tater.
I've been surprised.
He's up to 165.
His batting average is 165. I keep looking up, and the Yankees have lost more than I expected them to because the first half of the season, they did not do much losing, but Seattle has been beating them. They have taken some L's, and the Dodgers look better than they are.
Luis Castillo threw a gem. I'm gambling again. The Yankees, it wasn't sustainable the way that they started the season. Those runs aren't, I'm sure they'll balance back out a little bit, but a dip, you can tell I'm fading them. A dip was certainly due for them.
The Mets look better than the Yankees.
The Yankees had a weird deadline.
I disagree with that.
What do you mean? The Mets are 73-39. It's a better record than the Yankees.
The Mets are also kind of sneaking on one of these Dodgers types of runs. They're playing bad teams.
Yeah.
Helps when you have the Reds in town.
Well, they played the Braves before that. Yes.
They lost one to the Braves, and then they went on this absolute tear and no signs of slowing down. It was a weird trade deadline for the Yankees. They just got rid of Gallo. They upped their defense, which I'm sure a lot of baseball
people... They had to get rid of Gallo.
Gallo is a positive.
No, I know.
He hit a home run for the Dodgers.
Tater. I mean,
you mentioned that already.
They upgraded their defense in the outfield, but the Montgomery trade was kind of weird, no? I didn't understand that one whatsoever.
A lot of people thought they were going to unload their farm system for Soto.
They got Carpenter, though, right? And he got hurt. He's injured for the year now.
Yeah, but that wasn't a deadline deal. No, that was a free agent acquisition. Matt Carpenter has been one of the great pieces that they've had. He was just there, sitting there, waiting for someone to grab him. He's been great for them, but it was a weird deadline. Everybody, all the top teams, I didn't even notice that Syndergaard got traded.
Yeah.
I missed that one entirely. I'm like, why is Syndergaard? This is wrong. Syndergaard's lining up with the Phillies.
You're looking at the Mets record, and they're only a couple of games behind the Yankees, but you're not looking at run differential. You're basing it on the last week or 10 days of play. The Yankees have outscored their opponents by more than 100 more runs than the Mets have outscored their opponents. You're looking at the last 10 days, and admittedly, the Yankees haven't been great over the last 10 days, but it's only because the standard they set was impossible the 90 days before that.
I know, but I'm also looking at the 4-5 they took from Atlanta, which was great, and they beat the Yankees twice head-to-head. I mean,
the Mets have feasted on the Marlins, is what the Mets have done all season.
I'm not disagreeing with you. They beat the Marlins.
Mets are third.
I'm not even
and right
saying,
now they're beating the Reds. But in between that, Dan, they won 2 against the Yankees, and they won 4-5 against the Braves.
The Mets are third in run differential, and one could argue that it wasn't sustainable, the run differential that the Yankees were on. That tear.
I would not argue that the Mets are better than the Yankees. They are not. Period. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't win the World Series, and it doesn't mean that they're not playing better over the last 10 games, but over the course of this season, they have not been as good as the Yankees.
You would take the Mets staff headed into the postseason over the Yankees. You would. I mean, Dan, they have four great starters and a great closer.
Yeah, but I would take the Yankee bats over the Mets bats by a good amount, and it's what's happened to the Yankees.
Pitching wins in the playoffs,
Dan. Well, this is what a lot of people say. I would say a lot of home runs also win in the playoffs.
That's a good point.
But the Yankees have been criticized plenty for the home runs drying up in the postseason because it can feel all or nothing. And when you run into those kinds of pitchers, they can shut down the home runs of the Yankees. But I don't know how many games we are. We're about 100 games in. And if you're 100-plus runs better than somebody in run differential, you've been a good deal better than they have been. Like, it's not sustainable, but... What is it? Have the Dodgers now surpassed the Yankees as the best team in baseball all around advanced metrics?
Yeah.
Every way.
Plus 236. Yeah.
One, two, and three. One, two, and three in run differential. Dodgers, Yankees, then Mets.
It's the Yankees rotation. Like, I know that Nestor Cortez is having a good year, but he's your number two starter.
And yes.
The Dodgers are like six deep. Half of them are hurt right now, but the Dodgers' starting rotation is sick.
But so is the Mets. Like, you get through Scherzer and then DeGrom, and then it's Carrasco sitting there for you.
I mean,
it's really good.
It's the only thing you can say about the Yankees is you have Nestor Cortez as your number two starter, which he's having a good year, but I don't know if you really picture him as a number two guy on a championship team.
Things are going really well for baseball at the moment. They have captivating playoff chases.
Yes.
The wild card chases are unbelievable right now. You have big markets alive in the playoff hunt, and you have fun markets that are revitalized. It's really fun to watch a Baltimore Orioles right now.
Chris Cody, why are you doing that with Nasty Nestor?
Stuff is not like elite. You watch him pitch. He's like one of these guys. He's not throwing like 100 miles an hour. Like, I think nowadays...
You don't trust what he's done this season, though?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying...
Because those numbers are... I would want those numbers as my number two starter.
Yes, he's having a great year. It's kind of like with the Marlins with Pablo Lopez. He's having a great year.
But you don't think this is what he is?
Look, I don't... Like, honestly,
he doesn't know.
Right. As his stuff, like, he's not a prospect that people have said for years, this guy's elite stuff. He's putting together a good season, but I don't know if you're trying to be the Yankees. If you want to compete with the Dodgers, I'm surprised the Yankees don't have a better number two starter. That's really all I'm saying.
They traded arguably their number three in Jordan Montgomery, 6'6" lefty. That's really
why
help.
It was weird. Yeah.
You could use one of those in the postseason. I kind of tend to think that the Yankees, I'm not saying it's fool's gold. They're obviously very, very good.
Fool's gold?
I don't trust the pitching. I don't.
Well, how could you?
I don't.
I'm not even certain I trust Cole.
Chapman's not what he used to be.
There's so many teams in the NL that I would favor over the Yankees in
favor?
Playoffs. Yeah. Not if I'm a lines maker that I would bet on to beat the Yankees in a playoff series.
I'd take the Astros over them.
I would take the Astros over them. They're in the AL now. Yeah. I learned that recently.
You learn that? That's what? The analysis we're getting?
Just kidding.
Like Nebraska.
Did you guys catch us? The Houston Astros. What happened to the California Angels, by the way? But the Mets, and Tatis is coming back to the San Diego Padres. They have solid pitching.
Take the Phillies over the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, the Brewers are in the National
League. The Phillies are good, man.
They're also getting fat off the Nats.
Yeah.
So everyone here is taking 17 teams over the team with a plus 200 run differential.
You know, yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah. Yankee fans aren't annoying, right? I can come out and afford to be anti-Yankee. I don't think the Yankees are going to win the World Series.
Do I congratulate Tony for winning on a winning Wednesday, even though we faded his picks?
A phony.
It was fade Tony. It was a phony.
Remember, we went against
the okay, won. Hold on. You hold said on. Locks of the week. And
Lock of the century, by the way, was Angels beating the Athletics yesterday. Guess what happened? They won in 12.
Yeah, in 12.
Can we get a bonus phony Tony right now? Just a free one. Nothing to do with DraftKings. Just
flying
to see.
Close to the sun, Dan.
Just, I know we are, but I'm getting
hot,
greedy.
Dano.
Keep in mind, if you followed us the entire time, you're down far too many units. But we had like 3-1 odds and a 20% boost last night. So we reclaimed a lot of those units just with the phony.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it, Tony? Can you
of
give us?
I can do why it? Are you forcing a phony, Dan?
I want to see. I want a phony.
It's not even Wednesday.
Give me a parlay, a weird. Bonus, a bonus.
You want
phony
him to do
parlay.
A parlay?
You're ruin everything.
Oh,
just give me something.
Yeah, I got a little something for you, Dan.
All right,
you ready?
Yes.
Dan, the Pirates. Oh God. Not a great season this year. Not a great season this year.
Today's their day.
But you know what? I got a feeling.
A feeling.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks. I haven't understood any of those spreads.
Diamondbacks
were like -200 one game against like who are you? To
no,
be
the Diamondbacks aren't quite as bad as the Pirates this year. I don't.
Well, the
think.
Pirates are terrible on the road.
The Pirates are terrible, but that's not the point. You know who's on the bump today?
Who's
JT Brubaker?
Of course.
If you look at his numbers, he's not great. He's 2-10 of the season with a 4.4 ERA. Not the point.
We got
the
it.
The point is
today's his day.
Today's the day.
What are they? +215 the Pirates. What are they?
DraftKings has them. Mike's looking it up. I don't know.
The Pirates are +155 right now.
I'm kind of into this phony because
so we're fading him. So we're going with
it. Yeah.
Well, the D-backs have their best pitcher on the bump today. They do.
Yeah.
The
So we're laying the
some
juice
guy
with
named
the
Kelly with a 2.86 ERA.
We're taking Arizona on the run line.
Yes.
We're taking Arizona -1.5.
-1.5 is a dangerous game.
It is a dangerous game, but we won last night on a parlay. That's what I'm saying. Are we pairing it with anything?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you're feeling.
I'm feeling.
There wasn't much analysis. I am getting carried away.
There is no analysis, Dan. Like, nobody knows anything. We're all just throwing darts.
There are plenty of people who know. None of them are here. Who are we betting with the Diamondbacks?
I'm also hot on the Detroit Tigers.
Who are they playing?
They play the Cleveland Guardians.
Why would you be hot on the Detroit Tigers?
They just fired their general manager.
Why wouldn't I be hot? Olive
Avila?
Yes.
Or is it Avila?
It's Avila.
It's Avila, Avila, but you pronounced the T's wrong before, so I thought you were doing a thing.
Tatis.
Detroit's due for one.
Fernando Tatis.
Detroit, I'm taking Cleveland. Do I take Cleveland on the run line? No, just pair Cleveland. Just Cleveland to win straight up over the
Tigers.
Why
are you taking over the phony?
What is happening here?
I like the Pirates tonight, and I like
the
Tigers
opposite.
Tonight.
Yeah, but what do you like by the Tigers? You like run line or money line?
Give me the run line.
All right, so we're taking Guardians run line.
Okay.
All right. So if you're on DraftKings Sportsbook right now and you put together that parlay, it's +330.
Right, Dan. Nice. What we're doing there is
winners,
if we're really fading Tony, he would have to like the +1.5 for us to take the -1.5.
Exactly.
You were just like, he was doing money line.
You were forcing
things.
Yeah,
that's why we want to see where we're at here.
And when this loses, we're going to blame you for it.
But when it wins.
I've been doing, ever since last week, I've been doing this thing where I like to talk like Pablo Torre, where it's like obvious that I'm smiling. And you can hear right now that I'm smiling.
Yeah, I can.
It's really fun to like talk where people can tell that you're smiling.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.